Sunday, March 15th, in Key Biscayne. President's still over at Walker's this morning, but called over for a long, drawn-out phone call discussing all the details of the Whitney Young funeral trip. Billy Graham had called him to suggest it would be a good idea for the president to be seen some in public with Graham. And because Billy has a crusade coming up in Lexington in 3 weeks, thought that it might be a good idea to for Billy to go down there with the president. But the president doesn't feel this would be wise, nor do I. And that it would be better to take him to the LBJ library instead. President plans to ad-lib his remarks at the funeral. We got into quite a discussion with some backup calls on who of the White House staff and other supporting type people should be going on the trip. President's definitely decided to go with the California trip the week, 2 weeks before Easter. He wants to spend some time out there, move around California and the other western states based out of San Clemente. He's also thinking of bringing Abrams in for a meeting in California on the 31st as a build-up to the announcement on the 7th of the new troop withdrawals and the Laotian completion. He's also definitely decided to open the baseball season on the 5th, I think it is. But wants a plan made up for the kinds of people he ought to take with him. For some reason, out of the blue, he raised the problem of how to deal with Volpe, who has asked for a meeting alone with the president on Massachusetts politics. I made the point that he should simply have him meet with Mitchell on this, that the president doesn't discuss politics with anybody, including cabinet officers. On Air Force One, coming back to Washington, the president had me up for the entire flight. Nothing in particular, a few notes on schedule and plans for this week. And then Ziegler came in and discussed the announcement plans for Trisha's engagement and for the Irish evening tomorrow night. President shot him down completely and said he would not hold a pre-press conference, but would make the announcement at the party and the press would have to take it from there. The trip home was ruined by the revelation from Pat that the Drowns are going to be staying at the White House for a while this week, and Helene may be staying on for a week or two. End of March 15th.